booming through 30 plus years of highs and lows, the twists and turns, and those classic bazooka swerves. This is the Strictly Sonic Show with CD-ROM 1019.
Today's episode, Sonic Frontiers, Disc 4. Hello, everybody. Hello. Welcome. Welcome one, welcome all to another fantastical episode of the Strictly Sonic Show. I am your host, that dude with the Chaos Emerald, CD-ROM 1019, and baby, I was born this way. Wow, part four discs out of six. You're halfway through the epic six-part finale of the Strictly Sonic Show. There's only three episodes left, ever, counting this one. Hey, hi, how you doing? Do you love Sonic Frontiers? I know I do. And if you do and you're listening to me live, hey, make sure you're hitting up radiose.ga/discord to talk to me about what you love about Sonic Frontiers. You got two other opportunities to do it, minus this episode right here. And if you'll remember, we've spent the last three episodes covering Kronos and Eris Islands, and we are exiting Eris today and heading into Chaos, it looks like. So, still a lot of music left. There are 23 tracks on today's episode. You already heard one of them, and that was Eris Island 6th MVT. I got 22 tracks for you today. So ready and get strapped. Strap yourselves in for another hour of great Sonic music, because this OST is just flat amazing. I might let you in on some trivia this week, too, because I think we covered the plot synopsis for Eris. Well, no, we can talk about the plot synopsis for Chaos Island this week. Let's just jump into it and figure this out. It'll all go pretty quick. Starting with a cutscene track, apparently, that I have to find. There it is. That goes there, and then this one goes here. Cool. Let's dive back into the music. Stick around.
Thank you.
Alright, welcome back, y'all. That was your first block of music. In case you're wondering, cutscene Another Tomorrow, Cyberspace 2-6, Guardian Sumo, and Cyberspace 2-7 Floating in the Blue. You got 18 tracks left today, so this kind of worked out great, so I can just put this across three more breaks, six tracks each. Let's talk a little bit. This is probably fine. We're going to go into Chaos Island. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ooh, hello. All right, yeah, let's get to reading some of this plot synopsis here. 2, 4, 6. Okay. All right. Chaos Island. Super Sonic flies to Chaos Island only to be shot down and depowered once more. As he begins exploring the new location, he discovers Tails trapped in Cyber Energy Sphere and frees him. This time, however, absorbing the dispersed Cyber Energy leaves him visibly strained. Tails becomes concerned about Sonic's condition, which an observing sage describes as cyber corruption. But Sonic forces the enemy down, and Tails tells him that he's fine. Moreover, he needs this power to rescue him and his friends. Tails offers his help, and Sonic asks him to track the Chaos Emeralds for him. The fox is barely left before his friend staggers, clearly less well than he claims to be. Shortly after claiming the first Chaos Emerald, Sonic is confronted by Sage and the local Titan, a massive four-legged humanoid called Knight. Unlike previous encounters, Sage seems quietly interested in what Sonic intends to do against his new foe, and after Sonic evades its assault with the help of a passing squid, she deems his efforts within parameters before teleporting away. Alright, I've got more to read for you, but we'll put that across the break. Celtic Yoshi's listening and saying that the one thing I love most about Sonic Frontiers is that I'm undefeatable. Thank you for that, appreciate it. Alright, let me dive back into the music here. Actually, let me queue up another bumper. That's not where I put those. There we go. Okay, music, let's see, we left off with this track. Cool. Which is out of order. There we go. Oh, we got some good ones coming up here. All right, enjoy this block. This is actually a good one. Stick around.
Guiding you through the rich history of Sonic the Hedgehog, you're listening to the Strictly Sonic Show. Thank you.
welcome back, y'all. That was a cool block. That was Aris Island, 7th MVT, Titan Wyvern, Breakthrough It All, Cutscene to Another Frontier, Chaos Island, 1st MVT, and Cutscene Intangible Tales. 12 tracks left for you. I think I've already got them all queued up, but before we go into that, let's catch up on a little more of our adventure here. So, let's see. I read that. Okay. Scouting the island, Tails... Wait a minute, let me make sure I'm reading this. I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. Scouting the island, Sonic and Tails realized it was formerly one of the Ancients' military bases, dotted with cannons that Tails likens to the Eclipse Cannon, but is freestanding turrets far more advanced and efficient than the Space Colony Ark's main weapon. They eventually find an environmental analyzer that networked the Ancients' technology to cyberspace. Activating the device transports Sonic and Tails to cyberspace, where they see the Ancients' weapon and placements attacking an unknown enemy in the sky, only to be destroyed by a barrage of even stronger beams. Tails comments that whatever enemy... Sorry, I got distracted for a second. Tails comments that whatever enemy the Ancients were fighting had power equal to Dark Gaia, a theory further supported when he and Sonic find the scrap remains of Death Egg Robot on the island, whose laser weapon they used to advance. As Sonic continues finding Chaos Emeralds and assists a Koko engineer in collecting machine parts for one of the Ancients' cannons, Tails expresses his concern that he is a burden to his friends, citing his repeated moments of cowardice or otherwise requiring Sonic's help. Sonic counters by pointing out all of Tails' feats, then admits that self-doubt is a part of growing up and reassures Tails that he believes in his capabilities. Reflecting on this, Tails resolves to strike out on his own and prove that he can be a hero just like Sonic. The latter is surprised but moved, commenting that Tails has grown on him even faster than he expected. Witnessing the camaraderie from a distance, Sage realizes that Sonic has formed true bonds of love instead of genetics, something that she herself yearns for. Alright, a little more when we return, but for now, let's head back into the music. Did I use a bumper last block? I did. Alright, stick around. All right, y'all, welcome back. That block, Cyberspace 3-1, Escape the Loop, Guardian Spider, Chaos Island 2nd MVT, Cutscene Starcross, Cutscene Beyond the Past, and Island Mystery Hacking Mission. Basically the music that plays when you're playing a little game of Ikaruga. I've only got 6 tracks left for you. And I need to queue up a bumper first, actually, I think, because I forgot to play one that block. Okay. Alright, let's begin to wrap this up. Let me finish, run you through the rest of the plot synopsis here. Later, Sage appears in front of Sonic and asks him if he can trust the voice that is leading him, raising the possibility that it is leading him to disaster. Sonic says he will simply stop them if that's the case, which seems to confuse Sage. She then confronts Tails while Sonic is elsewhere, asking him why he believes in his friend, despite the odds. Tails admits that Sonic isn't perfect, but asserts that he will always come through in the end. He cites that the Hedgehog's numerous past triumphs, which Sage admits is empirical data, to support the point. Back in cyberspace, Sage tells Eggman that she has finally found a possible scenario for his escape out of cyberspace, working with Sonic. Eggman immediately refuses, but Sage is quick to point out that they have worked together before, such as the incident on the Ark when they overcame Neo Metal Sonic. Eggman explains it was only out of desperation and demands Sage to find a different way. Soon after, a fleet of digital gun helicopters try to attack Eggman, but Sage quickly stops them. Eggman admits that she's done this multiple times at this point and expresses his pride in her capabilities, which seems to genuinely move Sage. With 6 Chaos Emeralds in hand, Sonic infiltrates a large volcano on Chaos Island using an ancient device oddly resembling a pinball machine to create a lava flow that disperses the clouds concealing Knight's Lair. Confronting the Titan as he did Giganto and Wyvern, he claims that the last Chaos Emerald from its head, and defeats it as Supersonic. Afterwards, he sees a memory of Ancient committing to an unknown plan. The disembodied voice tells him that the final lock has been revealed. He has to shut down the towers located on Rhea Island. Okay, the next week we'll probably go on to some more cyberspace tracks and jump into Rhea. But for now, we're going to wrap up Disc 4. And a couple of them are jingles. Let's see. Clear, fail, and this one. All right. All right, wrapping this up. Stick around.
Through the rich history of Sonic the Hedgehog, you're listening to the Strictly Sonic Show.
All right, that's it. That was your last break, folks. Welcome back. Jingle hacking mission clear and then fail. Jingle mystery solved. Cyberspace 3-2 go slap. Chaos Island 3rd MVT and Cyberspace 3-3 memory will tell. That is the entirety of Disc 4. Two episodes left next week. Disc 5 is on the docket, 28 tracks. A lot of them are cutscenes next week, so this might go quicker than we think. But it looks like next week we'll be wrapping up Chaos Island and possibly jumping into a little bit of Rhea, which means that Disc 6 will be Rhea and Uranos to round out the entirety of the OST for Sonic Frontiers. And then that's it. At that, you will have heard the last of me. Well, with a few exceptions. But we'll talk about more of those in a few weeks. All right, I'm going to give everybody back their night. Thank you all for listening. I'll see you next week for Disc 5. But until then, I've been your host, that dude with the Chaos Emerald, CD-ROM 1019, saying to you, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, goodbye, wherever the hell you are on Earth, make it a freaking good one, and I'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye. On it.